Okay, we've got 6th District Congressman Andy Barr on the line with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jack. How you doing?
You're up and at them early. I like to see that.
Yes, sir. Just got off the treadmill, so if I sound a little winded, that's why.
Good for you. Hey, you just got an award from some CPAs. Tell us about that.
Well, we're really honored to be recognized for our work by the Kentucky Society of CPAs. You know, as you know, Jack, the CPAs represent individuals, families, and businesses, and they recognize that over-regulation is a real threat to the business vitality of Kentucky. And we're going to be working to prevent regulatory overreach and try to simplify the tax code for not just the CPAs but their clients.
Well, I congratulate you on that. Of course, we've got a lot of other things that talk about this morning, and I know you are particularly interested in talking about the tax code.
Well, yes. Obviously, with the change in the administration, there's going to be a lot of changes in policies. And, boy, do we need it with our tax code. The last time that the tax code was reformed in a comprehensive way was way back in 1986. I was in sixth grade. And the tax code has grown since then to 70,000 pages. And that's a big problem for most families because it means they've got to hire, you know, CPAs and they've got to hire tax lawyers. Sometimes they even need to hire lobbyists just to navigate the tax code, and that's not right. So we need to simplify the tax code. Americans spend $409 billion annually just trying to comply with our broken tax code. So simplification is going to be a big part of it. Also making our economy more competitive by lowering taxes for hardworking Americans and also for businesses. Right now, a lot of the reason why we see jobs moving overseas is because we have the highest corporate tax rate in the world. So it's non-competitive. So in order to bring back those jobs to America, we need to make our tax code more competitive, lower that corporate tax rate, and lower taxes for hardworking Americans as well.
Looks like Trump will name Elaine Chao as Transportation Secretary. Is that good news for Kentucky?
It's great news for America and especially great news for Kentucky. Obviously, her ties to Kentucky as a Kentuckian, the spouse of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. But more importantly, Elaine Chao is supremely qualified. She was she's been in this department before. She was the former Deputy Secretary of Transportation there. She was the Director of the Peace Corps. She was the President and CEO of the United Way. And, of course, under the administration of George W. Bush, she was Secretary of Labor. And in that position, she proved that she can lead and reform large organizations and bureaucracies. So she's a perfect fit for this position. And obviously it does bode well for Kentucky. We have huge infrastructure and transportation needs in Kentucky. She is sensitive to that. She knows Kentucky. She knows our needs. I like the fact that as the congressman of the 6th District of Kentucky, I can call Secretary Chao and talk to her about the needs of Kentucky. Obviously, Senator McConnell knows that as well, but she's going to put the interests of the country ahead of everything. And, you know, President-elect Trump has said that he has a big goal of modernizing and upgrading our failing infrastructure system, and Secretary Chao is the perfect person to lead our efforts to upgrade our transportation system in this country.
Andy, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Have a great day.